they beat us to the ball on the boards. I think that was really got them off to a good start and a good first half. They got 9 offensive rebounds, and most of those led to buckets, not only underneath the bucket, but threes outside, and then having 13 turnovers the first half, is you get zero interest rate on those. I mean, you have no chance to score when you turn the ball over, and some of them are very careless, and some of them was because of Dartmouth's fine defense. But when you get beat on the boards and turn it over, you know, there's just not much a positive on that. We did, plug away and chip away and everything, but we were pretty consistent throughout the game. Well, we get caught. We play guys too many minutes sometimes, but when, you get some, we're inconsistent still. We're still young, and you're going to have those ups and downs with it. But, we'd still like to play through mistakes, but when you're making mistakes at such a quick rate, you can't play guys as many minutes as you want. And so that's part of the growing process, but that was disappointing.
But your freshman big man, Chris Walker, played a good game early.
Yeah, he got to the line and made some plays for us. I thought Doug Williams came in. Doug's had a bad back, and he did a good job both defensively on the boards for us with it. But we really didn't, we just didn't play as well as we needed to. A lot of that was Dartmouth's, the way they played and got after it. Obviously, they're feeling good. They've won 4 out of 5, and now 5 out of 6, and they got some guys healthy that hadn't been healthy early in the year, and they did a real nice job.